I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole has leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat." And I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key sat watching it write and say, 'Can you see?' And it got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on, though. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. 'Cause she's been through the fire before. And I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning. We take her down every night. We don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her up right. On second thought, I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag."
Good morning. This is the Morning Liberty Show live at RBN. I'm RJ. We are moving on through this new year, and I think I am ratcheting up my intention, my efforts to unveil more of the hidden truth, more of what is going on. I appreciate the men and women who are willing to join me and to join you in the mornings as we do this, so we can take a better look at what is going on in our country, what's going on with our liberties, our freedoms, as we think we understand them. And there are men and women who, on purpose, they are planning and working, in fact, fighting to take these things away from you and me and from the get-go. That has been their effort. My guest today is Christopher Bolin. Chris, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, RJ. Good to be with you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you for joining me this morning. There are so many things we could look at and talk about. I think I'm about done talking about this underwear bomber from Christmas
Day.
I think this will probably be in the news for a while, but I'm thinking here is a Muslim, probably a naive Muslim, who thought he could earn himself 72 virgins in heaven by putting a bomb in his underwear.
RJ, there's the media, though, is not reporting very much. There's one key aspect of this that's not being reported, and that is that he flew to Detroit, that Christmas Day bombing. He flew to Detroit from Amsterdam. And the company that was overseeing passenger screening at Amsterdam was the same company that oversaw passenger screening on 911. That is the ICTS company, the Israeli company, International Consultants on Targeted Security, which is a Mossad operation. And they run the security at the Schiphol Airport in Amsterdam. So we're looking at another one of these situations where a hijacker gets on the plane with explosives and all this profile, unbeknownst to the passenger screening outfit.
And then you've got a man on the ground over there who bribes the boarding agent to let him get on a plane.
Right.
We'll be back after the break. This is RBN.
He Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the Total Transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home, guaranteed. Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
It is 8 minutes after the hour. This is the Morning Liberty Show. I'm RJ. Thanks for tuning in. My guest this morning is Christopher Bolin. We are paying attention to what is going on around us and appreciate Christopher Bolin's eyes and his investigation work and his research. Chris Bolin is known for the deception that changed the world, solving the 9/11 event. And there are people saying, well, let's just put that behind us. Let's put 9/11 behind us. After all that happened years ago and it doesn't have anything to do with today, well, I disagree. There are patterns and many people who were involved then that their game is still going on now. Their people, these individuals, their organizations are still involved in these efforts now. Right, Chris?
Exactly. Very good point. You know, 9/11 is an egregious atrocity, and it's the tip of the iceberg. I like to refer to it in that way because it's the visible manifestation of this criminal network we're talking about. And you know, as I've written about, the crime of 9/11 was planned all the way back in the 1970s. And that's what people have to understand, that this is a long-term strategy done by an enemy that has long-term plans. You know, today, for example, Obama's going to be talking about terror again because he's going to have a meeting at the Oval Office. He's going to meet with Janet Napolitano and Leon Panetta, CIA director and Homeland Security. And they're going to be, you know, talking about new measures because of this Christmas bomber. And there's one thing I want to point out is that this the bombing on Christmas Day, you know, it's meant to be that way. There's a if you look back at the Clinton administration, every single major Christian holiday, whether it's Easter, Christmas, even Thanksgiving, during the Clinton administration, these holidays were always marred by some sort of atrocity, whether it was a NATO bombing in Yugoslavia or something of that nature. And they do these kinds of things, like the false flag terror bombing that didn't work out in Detroit, whatever they were doing over there. This is to get maximum attention and to mar our holiday, and then, of course, to start the new year off on the wrong foot, or on the foot they prefer. Last year, for example, the Israelis did the same thing. They commenced an illegal aggression against the people of Gaza Strip during Christmas, during the 12 days of Christmas, and that carried on until the beginning of January. So, the whole year was begun on this note of violence and terrorism. And the same thing this year. You know, the year is starting off, when we're wishing everybody a happy and prosperous new year, the Obama administration is starting off this new year talking about terror. And some people have written to me and said, well, Christopher, you know, why is it that they're focusing on Yemen? You know, why Yemen? Why now? Well, Yemen, of course, has a very strategic position, being on the choke point of the where the Red Sea enters into the Gulf that goes up into the Suez Canal. So it's right there where Somalia, Djibouti, and Yemen form this choke point through which a great deal of oil and military ships have to pass.
Before Christmas came around, I was wondering, this country, when we have our pants down in our celebration of this holiday, and for many of us, our celebration of this holiday doesn't last for one day. It lasts for 1 week, maybe 2 weeks. Congress is still not in session. They're still having their holiday. While we were having our fun, maybe sleeping in or gathering around with our families around the tree, that would give them the opportunity while our pants were down to do some kind of stupid terror strike.
Well, and also, it's traditional, it's historic that on these holidays like New Year, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, really criminal legislation has been passed. I mean, the Federal Reserve Act, I think 1913, was passed when everybody had gone home from Congress and there was just a small group of people there who were dedicated to getting this legislation passed, which instituted the, income tax legislation, Federal Reserve System, all of those the monster from Jekyll Island. All of that was done.
1913, yep.
Yeah, and the thing is that you know, it's like they pass this legislation when all the people who celebrate Christmas are home, and when all the people who celebrate Christmas are doing other things like celebrating Christmas. Today's the 12th day of Christmas, and again, in Europe, today's a holiday. Tomorrow's a holiday because it's the end of Christmas. But during this time, during the Christian holiday, the biggest Christian holiday on the calendar, this is when all kinds of things are done, really nasty things, because they're underreported. They're not brought. They don't reach to the public's consciousness if they happened at another time of the year.
I think a part of this activity this year, we could go back to 1913 and see how they did it then, mm-hmm. quietly, like 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. There were a couple of more executive orders passed. One which gives Interpol more power in this nation for police action. Putting all of the police in this nation under the direction of Interpol and giving them giving us no access to them as far as constitutional watching outside of the lines of our Bill of Rights, the power given to Interpol by this executive order, by this Obama, as well as a new executive order that gives even more power to post offices across the country to hand out whatever may be needed in case of a chemical attack across the country. All kinds of things were done evilly, just like it was done in 1913, but this year, on the 17th of December, in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
It's interesting that's a part of this tactic. I'm thinking that if I go on vacation, say, to the Grand Canyon, or if we're going to go to the East Coast, you know, D.C., and take a look at all the nice statues and all those nice things. It takes for us a couple of weeks to do the planning. And it's interesting, you mentioned they went back to the 1970s to plan this attack on the World Trade Center.
Exactly.
It's interesting of all of the, it's like grooming. That's how a pedophile operates. The grooming that they do before the event takes place. This grooming apparently went on for years. It's interesting the quiet discussions about what if there were an attack upon the World Trade Center. Even the very day of the attack on the World Trade Center, there were exercises being taking place with the military that caught them off guard.
You know, RJ, the thing is about I've pointed this out in my my book and in several articles, but the planning, the Israeli involvement, the Israeli planning of the attacks of 9/11 had already been discussed with a American Jew who was a good friend of Menachem Begin in 1979. By a former head of Mossad named Yisrael Harel. But the point is that in the late 1970s, this is when the extreme right wing took power in Israel. Menachem Begin was the most conspicuous figure. He became prime minister, I think, in 1977 or 78. But he's the man who led Israel into this atrocious invasion of Lebanon in 1982 with all the massacres and the mass killing of Lebanese civilians and the destruction of Beirut. But this was when the Likud, this extreme right-wing party of Israel, it's really, really extreme. Most Americans don't understand how extreme it is. This is the party that's currently in power with Benjamin Netanyahu and Ehud Olmert. They've been in power. They basically had a grip on the Israeli government since late 1970s. And the thing is that this is when this plan was put into effect. This 9/11 plan. This is when Menachem Begin took power. And these people, Menachem Begin is the arch terrorist of Israel. He is the one who was involved in terrorism all through the 40s and 50s and 60s. These are the people who use terrorism as a tactic. Terrorism is the way that they fight their wars. Terrorism is the way they shape public opinion. And, you know, that's why I put a lot of history in my book, to educate the reader, to show the reader that this is a 9/11 did not just happen, fall out of the blue. It's not something that was just planned 1 or 2 years in advance. 9/11 was a military strategy that was in the works for decades.
It wasn't about a handful of Arabs who didn't know how to fly a plane, and so they hopped on the planes and flew them with expert ability into those two buildings.
Yes, yes. And the thing is that the reason why, you know, I prognosticate about what I think the Obama administration will do in the Middle East is because his two chief advisors, David Axelrod, chief political advisor and strategist, and Rahm Emanuel, these are the men who actually manage the White House. These are the men who give Obama the information that he works with, they provide this man with the information from which he makes his decisions. See, the President of the United States in the modern times lives in a bubble, a security bubble and an information bubble. And the people who actually run the White House are his chiefs of staff and senior advisors. Like, this has been the way it was since the days of Henry Kissinger, if not earlier. And so the people, if you want to understand the Obama administration, you have to understand the people behind Obama. And these two characters...
Kissinger has not gone away.
No. Kissinger is at the... I think Kissinger is very at the top. He's at the top of this hierarchy of this shadow government that is behind the de facto, the government that you see. We see Obama. We see Leon Panetta, perhaps. We see our senators and our representatives. But there are people behind them, and if you go to any congressional office and look at the people behind, look at the people who are staffing the office, then you'll understand who's making the decisions.
Oh yeah,
because these are the people who decide what information gets to the candidate, what gets to the politician.
So understanding where we're going, it matters that we understand where we've been. We'll continue with the discussion after the break. This is the Morning Liberty Show at RBN.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention ladies, Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Good morning. This is the Morning Liberty Show. I'm RJ. My guest this morning is Christopher Bolin, and he is known by his work on digging into the evidence of the attack on the World Trade Center of 9/11. And we could go there. We probably need to go there, but we're not going to go there real quick. We're talking about the people in this administration, this Obama administration, the planners of 9/11. They have not gone away. The men and women, I did think at one time that women would not be involved in this after all, but they have been. The people who planned, funded, and implemented this event on the World Trade Center, this terrorist act, and we talk about, oh, no, no, there wouldn't be anybody in America who involved in this thing. In fact, yesterday, MSNBC and other main networks, I saw a clear discussion that showed how false an idea it was that there was any inside knowledge about this attack on the World Trade Center. I'm thinking how wrong they are. That's what many Americans would say, how wrong they are. What a bad idea. And yet that is the truth of the matter. And yet they were poo-pooing that very idea, you know, these main news networks doing their best to hide the truth of those issues.
Right. RJ?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I wanted to say something. Since we spoke last, I posted an article about 9/11, about the simple matter of World Trade Center Building Number 6, This is the U.S. Customs House that people don't know much about. But this is called Building Number 6, and it was directly between the North Tower and Building Number 7, two of the towers that fell. Now, this WTC 6 blew up, was exploded at precisely the same moment that the second plane flew into the South Tower. So about 9:03 in the morning, 9:03 on 911, as the second plane was hitting the North Tower, the South Tower, and exploding, and all this huge explosion was occurring in the air. There was a tremendous explosion at ground level in the basement of WTC 6, and WTC 6 was the building, as I said, Customs House, which had the vault down below. They had this vault in which all the evidence for the federal agencies that were in Building 7 and the loot and all of the gold and all of the evidence was stored below Building 6. And Building 6, you know, the photographic evidence is now very clear, as I've been reporting since 2002, that Building 6 was exploded and there was a huge, huge crater torn in the building that went down below ground level. And that occurred at exactly the same minute, virtually the same instant, that the plane ripped into the South Tower. Now, why I bring that up is that shows the degree of planning and capacity that the perpetrators had, that they were able to time their event to the precise second so that when the plane struck, the detonation would go off in the basement of WTC 6. And as we know, as I've written about last summer, the reason why they had to blow up Building Number 6 is to hide the fact that those vaults down below had been looted the night before. All of the evidence, all of the gold, all of the valuables, whatever was in that vault in Building 6 had been stolen, had been removed the night before. And that was what was seen by Mr. Sonnenfeld, the photographer FEMA, who's now living like me in exile. He's living in Argentina for fear of his life.
For fear of his life. This is very real. We have,
sure is.
We have people who, they are, I mean, this is literal war being waged upon us. And many of us take a look at these events like they are accidental or like there was no foreknowledge. And that is not how they operate. They operate with years of pre-planning before these events, years of pre-planning before the bailouts and the financial crisis this last a year ago in September and October. But it's interesting, the looting that did go on in Building 6 the night before, and I bet you that there were insurance claims made for the loss of the gold and the other things that were in the basement of that Building 6.
Well, one of the things that was key is that this was where they stored the evidence. In Building 7, you know, you had FBI and all kinds of federal agencies and Securities and Exchange Commission, all these various agencies that, you know, are law enforcement related agencies. And they had evidence for their trials, evidence for their crimes that were committed. This documentation of all of these crimes was held in that vault in Building 6. So that the perpetrators, by going in there the night before and removing the evidence and then blowing up the vault to hide the evidence of their theft, you know, prevented any prosecution of the crimes that evidence pertained to. And this is very important because this is exactly what the Israelis, what the Zionist terrorists like Menachem Begin did in 1946, I think it was, when they blew up the King David Hotel in Jerusalem. They did the same thing. They planted a bunch of explosives. They dressed up like Arabs and brought these big milk churns down into the basement of the hotel and blew up the hotel. Half the hotel went up in dust. But that hotel was serving as the headquarters for the Palestinian government, which was then the British mandate, was the British occupation. And what the British had all the evidence that the British had about the Zionist terrorists was being held in that building. And that's the main reason why they blew up that building. The main reason they blew up the King David Hotel was to destroy the evidence and prevent the prosecution of those Zionist terrorists, the sons and daughters of which are running the state of Israel today.
Chris, we'll be back after the break. This is RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The time this morning, 33 minutes after the hour. This is the Morning Liberty Show. I'm RJ. Thanks for tuning in. My guest this morning is Christopher Bolin. We are talking about the fall of the World Trade Center and a couple of those details that others have not gotten into. It's interesting, Chris, this Henry Kissinger, I see him, is like he's a spokesman when some of these main news networks want to have someone tell them the real truth of what is going on. They pull Henry Kissinger in front of their cameras and have him speak. And I'm thinking, excuse me, I thought he was done in the Nixon administration. Mm-hmm. And I just recently saw, for example, a Senator John Kerry. There he is in front of the microphones in the room of the Council on Foreign Relations. It's interesting how often they interview members of the Council on Foreign Relations when they show us people who supposedly have the answers of what in fact did go on. And I'm thinking, these people aren't the ones who have the answers. They're the ones who are part of the crime.
Exactly. You know, like you said, Henry Kissinger is the spokesman for the shadow government, what I call the Zionist crimocracy, just like Shimon Peres. These men are in their late 80s and are still on the world stage because they represent the old guard. And they're trying to cultivate new players to take their roles, like you said, maybe John Kerry and other people. But that hasn't happened yet. There hasn't been a changing of the guard. And Henry Kissinger's right there. Look at when Obama became president. As soon as Obama became president, Kissinger was sent to Moscow, and he met with the Russian leadership. When we already had a Secretary of State, as Hillary Clinton, you know, Henry Kissinger was over there meeting with the Russian leadership. This is because this is, of course, a relationship that's very sensitive and very key, very crucial, and they had to put somebody who really knows what he's doing in terms of, you know, the crimes involved and the blackmail that's going on.
It's interesting for me, for example, on another note but a parallel, Coach Jerry Sloan of the Utah Jazz, okay? He's been doing it his way for a long time. And if there's a man who plays on his NBA team, he has a role to play. He has role players on his team. That is how he operates. They play
exactly.
His game. He's in charge of the game. So there are
exactly.
role players in this game, okay? And if we go back to where it all began, I hope to do that as a part of what I do every morning, Chris. I have in front of me notes from other discussions that you and I have had, and there are a couple of details that we didn't really cover well. I do want to get to the material that you had presented that you sent me via email.
Yeah.
But one of the things that I want to go to is all of the people who got their money, who had family that was in the World Trade Center bombing when it came down, and that there are a couple of people who have held out. They haven't
yeah.
sold out. To keep them quiet. Does that ring a bell for you?
Yeah, that's very good. Yes, there were, of the thousands of people who died on 9/11, there were 96 families who held out who did not take the government payout given by Mr. Feinberg, dished out by Mr. Feinberg. And that was billions of dollars. But they held out for their day in court. Of those 96 cases, all but two or three of them have been settled out of court. And the last that I saw was that there were two or three cases holding out, and like Sarah Lowe, her family of Sarah Lowe was one of them, flight attendant. But the thing is that this information is kept very much out of the newspapers. You never read about the 9/11 tort litigation, and the 9/11 tort litigation websites have been made almost inoperable, so that it's very, very hard for the public or a journalist like myself to know exactly what is the status of the court hearings. But there are two or three families, that's it. And if those cases get settled out of court as they are, you know, as all the others have, there will be no 9/11 trial at all for the relatives to get the truth. And you know, one of the key defendants in this 9/11 tort litigation is ICTS, that Holland-based company. It's an Israeli company. It's a Mossad company. It's run by former, you know, Mossad operatives. This is a company that let the guy through on Christmas Day who was on the plane to Detroit. You see? And now, this doesn't make any sense because anybody who's gone through, you know, Mossad screening, like I have many times, they ask you where you stayed last night, who you're going to go see, who you stayed with, what you had for breakfast. You go through the screening with a fine-tooth comb. And the Israelis have been doing it in Europe, in airports like Holland for years. And the idea that this Nigerian guy with this explosive underwear got on the airplane is beyond belief unless he was allowed to go through, just like those 19 hijackers were allowed to go through on 911. Same company, same people.
Well, on the ground, there was this really nice-dressed man, I guess, from India, according to reports so far, that where the person allowing people onto the plane wouldn't let him on the plane. And somebody was pulled aside. Cash was paid. Somebody was bribed to allow him on the plane. Mm-hmm. And this Umar Farouk, what a patsy he must have been. Somebody persuaded him to put this bomb in his underwear and hop on that plane, and someday he will be rewarded with 72 virgins up there in heaven somewhere. And I'm thinking, so he accepted. I'm thinking, what a patsy this guy would have been. Okay?
It's interesting. It's interesting that his father was the former chairman of the Nigerian State Bank. You know, it's very similar to Bill Ayers, the guy from the Chicago Weatherman, whose father was the head of Commonwealth Edison and a whole host of other companies. You know, it's like they get these rich kids, somehow they have access to these rich kids and get them to do their bidding, you know, like Patty Hearst, for example. I mean, there's so many of them. But what I wanted to say is that the Chicago connection, you know, I'm from Chicago, and this administration is from Chicago, and the people that are behind this administration are from Chicago. And there's a big history here. When we talk about people like Rahm Emanuel and David Axelrod, in which they have been destroying politicians from the state of Illinois who were pro-peace, like Charles Percy, for example, the three-time senator from Illinois who was head of the Foreign Relations Committee, who was pushing for a settlement to the Israeli-Palestinian issue back in the early 80s. I mean, he's been doing it for a long time, but in the early 80s, when they had that war in Lebanon and stuff, Charles Percy was pushing the state of Israel to make peace in the same way that Obama is supposedly trying to do now, but he's not really pushing. It was David Axelrod and Rahm Emanuel working together in 1984. What is that, 25 years ago already? 26 years ago, this team was working together to destroy Charles Percy and to put in power a politician from Southern Illinois who wore a bow tie named Simon. Paul Simon. His name was Paul Simon. A complete, non-entity in the state of Illinois. But using their trash advertising and their strategic campaigning, what they did, just like they did with Obama, they were able to destroy a good candidate who was pushing for peace and put in somebody they controlled. And it, what people have to understand is that David Axelrod and Rahm Emanuel have been working together since 1984. And they've been doing that. They've been pushing the Zionist agenda, and they've been working for big Jewish capital also. And they are clearly involved in preventing the truth of 9/11 from coming out. And that's why I'm my article that I'm working on that'll be coming out in a couple of days on Bolin.com is about who really is David Axelrod. We know who Rahm Emanuel is. We know that his father was in the Lehi, in the Stern gang, and he's a Zionist terrorist. He was involved in all kinds of atrocities and criminal things in Palestine. But David Axelrod, who's the chief advisor for President Obama, nobody knows anything about him. They don't talk about him. And when they do talk about him, they give false information or misleading information. They say that he's a promoter of progressive candidates. Well, look at the candidates that his company put in power in the state of Illinois and the city of Chicago, and there's nothing progressive or peaceful about them. Chicago and Illinois remain the most corrupt parts of the nation, if not the most corrupt, in the top three.
Well, the Communist Party, that's one location in this country where their headquarters is located, as well as San Francisco.
Right.
You take a look at Pelosi, for example. And right. There are many of us, we expect our day in court. It is about the, I believe it's 2,749 people who lost their lives on the day of 9/11 in those buildings. But it's not just about them. When those buildings were taken down, it was an attack upon those families, but it was also an attack upon all Americans and all of our freedom. And we do want our day in court.
Absolutely. And the thing is that 9/11 is the seminal event of the century thus far. It was the event that kickstarted this whole war on terrorism, which is a Zionist construct that was, it was articulated first by Benjamin Netanyahu, who is currently the Prime Minister of Israel. He wrote books about this. He promoted this idea that the Western democracies would go and fight in the Middle East. And this is expanding. When we talk about the Christmas bombing, when we talk about America sending more money and more troops and more intelligence personnel to Yemen, we're talking about expanding this field in which, and this is becoming World War III. This is becoming a world war being fought between the United States and the democracy, so-called democracies of Western Europe, fighting in Asia against Islam. This is ratcheting up to becoming a world war without being called a world war.
Well, just yesterday in the main news, 104 were sent, were designated to help fight this Al-Qaeda and their, I guess, training camps in Yemen. $140 million new dollars sent to Yemen for this battle, so we're told.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah. How much more is going on? I think that if this, in fact, does go to court, and I'm thinking it probably never will, Chris, that many of these details will be brought out in a courtroom and put on the record.
Well, that's what we like to hope. The people who grew up watching Perry Mason might like to think that, but this is not the way it works. I was in court. I fought for my day in court when I was tasered and beaten at my front house in 2006. And, you know, I was in Cook County, which is, like I said, one of the more corrupt parts of the nation. But you have to remember that all of the tort litigation is in the courtroom of Alvin K. Hellerstein in the U.S. District Court in Manhattan. And thus far, in 8 years, or at least 7 years of litigation, no discovery has been done. All the evidence has been held from these people. You know, SSI legislation, for example, sensitive security information, has allowed Homeland Security to prevent information from going to the lawyers and to the plaintiffs. And so it's a completely obstructed process. There is no legal process happening. It's all obstruction.
You see, I think that maybe as Americans we are too naive to ever understand that we will never have freedom and justice in America. That is how we understood it as children. As kids, we grew up believing that in this country there is freedom and there is justice. But apparently, because of the evidence since 9/11, there is no freedom and there is no justice in this country.
You know, that's a very good point you raise. But basically, I can tell you that the democracy that you speak of, this democratic representative government,
it is not democracy. But go ahead.
Yeah, it's a representative democracy in which we have a democratic franchise in which we are able to choose our representatives. This kind of government requires a great deal of participation from the constituents, from the people. You know, like in Switzerland, every man is a member of the militia. Every man has an automatic machine gun in his car at his home. Every man goes on maneuvers. Every person votes. Every citizen votes at least four times a year on matters that pertain to the country. It's a country where they change presidents every year. The president is chosen by the legislature, and every year it is changed. So they have a weak executive but a strong legislative branch. Their constitution was taken from our constitution. The Swiss constitution, the Swiss democracy, if you will, was shaped and founded on the American democracy. But it works much better because it involves the people. You see, in our country, there's a great deal of sleight of hand. We're told that we're choosing our government every 4 years, but in fact, we're not. You know, who promotes the candidates? You know, this is where the Chicago thing is so important. I've been watching Rahm Emanuel. I've been watching Barack Obama since they came onto the national stage, indeed since they came onto the Illinois stage. And you know, Barack Obama, we don't have a government of meritocracy. Barack Obama hasn't done anything. He hasn't done anything in the first year of his office in his president, but he didn't do anything to warrant being made a candidate in the first place.
Using his own intelligence or putting or implementing his own plans, he has done nothing.
And the thing is that he's not able to do anything. He's not sitting over there in Hawaii during his recent holiday. He's not sitting over there in Hawaii having one of his ice cones and contemplating what he'll do in Yemen. These decisions are all being made for him by these two, what I call, war hawks. You know, David Axelrod and Rahm Emanuel.
I'm thinking maybe they sent him to Hawaii saying, you know what, we got this, okay? You go ahead and we don't need you here right now. We got this
exactly.
Covered, okay? You go
exactly.
To Hawaii, you get out of our way, and we'll just take care of the rest of this.
Just like George Bush was down reading stories to a third-grade classroom in Florida when 9/11 happened.
Isn't that amazing?
You know, the United States government today is not very much unlike other great big nations like Tsarist Russia, where they focus a great deal of power on the executive and then control the executive and control that person. That's how it works. It's the same thing they're trying to accomplish today in the European Union. Centralize the power and control the people that have the power.
I think the Pope operates the same way. If you get a closer look at how the Pope operates, there are people around him who run the show. And yet we think he gets the glory. We think he's the man who pulls the strings, who makes the decisions, where in fact he is not. This thing is in place and all over the country. And I've been taking a look. I have. And certainly there are more answers we need to get to. But I think that Freemasonry is a part of the bedrock of this issue, that these men are a part of Freemasonry organizations all over this country and all over the world. And where do they get their instructions from? I think they get their instructions from within the Freemasonry organization, that there is a committee at the very top, 33rd degree Masons around the world, who are decision makers and a part of this implementation. I bet if you take a look that this Axelrod and Manuel are a part of Freemasonry in their institutions around the world. In fact, Netanyahu and Shimon Peres as well. I don't know. I have, oh my word, my oldest daughter, just love her to pieces. Her husband has decided to go into Freemasonry, and he thinks it's like, you know, a handful of guys who go out, you know, shoveling snow for old widows, you know, and painting houses for people, you know, good doers or something, you know. That's not
well,
what they're
up to. It promotes.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
The time this morning, it is 6 minutes before the top of the hour. This is the Morning Liberty Show. I'm RJ. Thanks for tuning in. My guest this morning is Christopher Boleyn. Chris, I want to thank you for joining me. I want to thank you for risking your life. I want to thank you for the research that you have done. I want to thank you for the research that you continue to do. It is important. There are not many men and women willing to do the work. That is what it is. It is work. Work wherein you, in fact, risk your life to gather the evidence of what is going on. And at the same time, on a regular basis, we are getting the non-news, the information they want us to know from these main news organizations. And there are some people who call them whores, media whores, because they do not deliver the truth. They deliver to us most of the time lies, and yet that is where most people go to get their news. And so when you and I come together, it matters that we get to the bottom of what is going on. And I think we can keep digging. It's like taking a shovel, and we dig and we dig and we dig and we dig, and we've got to dig over there, we've got to dig over here. And for me, in the discussion we're having, if I'm going to talk about dirt in Chicago and dirt in New York and dirt in California, or corruption, the more correct word for it, then I've got to be willing to talk about it right where I live. And I believe this Freemasonry organization, that they have infiltrated themselves into institutions of all kinds, including the LDS Church, Chris, and it hits home really close to me coming here. And I think that you, through a couple of friends of mine, were informed about something called the Gadianton Robbers, whatever you want to call them, that they have infiltrated institutions that I have cared a whole lot about. But I'm thinking, if I'm going to talk about corruption over there, I've got to be willing to talk about it here. And these Jesuit priests, these Freemasons, they're in places all over the country. And whatever you want to call them, they're skull and bones organizations and people. They're Council on Foreign Relations. These institutions, these organizations with people who have made blood oaths with one another, they have promised not to deliver up each other. They have promised to keep their secrets. And they also have made promises to, there is a committee of men who come together and they meet with, from what I understand, Chris, Lucifer himself to get their instruction, to know how to go about causing more damage and more destruction. And Chris, I know you've been digging for a long time. I appreciate your work.
You know, the Mormons have a very good term for this. They call it a secret combination. And the Gadianton Robbers and these Freemasons and all these secret organizations, that's what they are. They're secret combinations that work behind the scenes and have taken over the levers of power. That's what we're facing.
Well, that is what they love, apparently. That is what these people
and they
love,
operate.
Power.
They operate by deception and lies. I'm going to post an article from a friend of mine in Denmark today on my website, who talks about these two big lies that are currently in vogue: the climate change lie, and also the lie about Iran. And I think in the next hour we should talk a little bit about that. You know, because the prognosis for increased war in the Middle East, and what. What will happen with Iran, and what is the U.S. government going to do? Because are they going to bring the United States into war or into a conflict situation with Iran, a country of like 75 million people?
Well, that's one of the lies, is that the United States is at war over here, or the United States is going to engage with war over there. The United States isn't engaging in war. We are being instructed to send our troops over here and send our troops over there. We're not at war. It looks like we're at war. That's what they say we're at, but we're not at war. We're being told to send our troops in places around the world like mercenaries.
Right.
We'll be back, Chris, after the break. Hang on. Okay. This is RBN.
Introducing the new Go.